you know, when you see past this crazy place, you kind of go crazy. Just to be able to see it, you go kind of crazy. And if you see too much too fast, you probably lose your mind, you know. And to break free back, to break out of that, back to the world, it takes some pain, I think. Think about it. You're seeing into the spirit realm, deep spiritual truth that blows your mind, that God is teaching you. And so it's so exciting and so amazing. That's where you want to stay, you know? That's where you want to live. But you got to function down here. You have to remember, you have to function down here. You got to eat, you know? If a man don't work, he don't eat. So you got to work. So as you're growing spiritually, you're still down here in you got the natural body, right? It's hard to balance the two when you see how much more excellent the spirit realm is compared to this. This is like the birthing realm. Just Google the real shape of the earth and it looks like an egg, you know. The reason it looks like an egg is because it's the machine pushing out a baby. The machine pushing out a baby. So be careful what you ask for. Because when it does happen, the rest of the world is going to call you crazy and they're not going to understand you. And your family will disown you. Your denomination will disown you. Your best friends will disown you. They might not disown you, but they'll call you crazy, which is disowning you, because they can't see it. They might as well be disowning you, because they're calling you crazy when they're actually the crazy one, because they're still stuck in the cube, the flesh mind cube. And you're trying to pull them out and show them, but they're just not ready. They have to really come to the end of themselves. It's a trip, to be honest with you. It is a trip.